Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is Monday, August 8th. Packed house today. Davino's here.
It's good to be here.
Oh, yeah, it is good to be here. Like it's Z100. Good to be here, everyone. And Ahmed's here.
I am back.
My token Arab friend is here. And my brother, Keith.
It's always a pleasure with Keith.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure with Keith. I'm already sweating, by the way. This is going to be a long fucking podcast. Yeah, no. I'm going to be drenched by the time
it's over. So let's speed it
up. I'm wearing a thermal.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing? It's summer.
Doing. Here we go. He's got dress pants on.
We don't have an air conditioner.
Wait, where were you before this? Oh, no, you're with your friend. I'm sorry. Just put it out there. There is someone in the audience today. KC24 is here.
Go follow her on the gram.
That's Ahmed's best friend. Anyway, moving on.
So
can you please explain your outfit? Because you are wearing pants.
Yeah,
and a thermal.
Like really tight pants.
Well, I have to wear a suit for work.
Right.
So
they involve
you rushed
camel
me
toes?
To get here.
No, I didn't.
Yes.
Nobody rushed you, bro.
It's in the middle of fucking August, and you're wearing a thermal.
Idiot.
The fact that they're even in your drawers is kind of crazy. Yeah. Like, you don't, like, put it away.
I'm immune to this weather.
He had to look. He had to look.
He tried to look. I get it. I understand.
All right. Let's get this going.
He had to look good for his best friend, you know?
Anyway, so the reason why Ahmed is here...
thermals are in.
His life is in turmoil at the moment.
That's the only reason why I'm here.
Please explain why your life has been in turmoil. Because, all right, before anything, so let me just preface the situation, okay? We all have a group chat. There's like 14 of us. One day, Ahmed's text pops up. Bing. It says...
I almost get fired reading this idiot's entertainment.
Yeah, it says, hey, guys, does anyone have $1,898 I could borrow?
Legend.
That's what he says. And we're all like, no.
That's a lot.
And then please explain why you are in the hole. All right.
I was a little broke for a little while. And
what is a little while?
It wasn't my fault.
A couple years.
You're not broke.
I had a wedding to attend.
You missed 4 car payments. That's what happened.
I blame it all on my mom.
You had a wedding to go to.
Yes, I had a wedding to go to. And it cost me a good amount of money because I was very close to that person. And then Vegas took my soul.
Right.
So what was supposed to... What was supposed to happen is my mother was supposed to cover me for a few months, which she said she would. And then I get a phone call about a week ago. Was it a week ago? Yeah, it was like last week.
Yeah.
And I got a phone call that they were searching for my car, Honda, and they were going to take it away from me. And they were looking for it.
Can I ask you a question? How much are your payments on your Honda?
$475.
Okay, now that's where I got to stop him.
Yeah.
All right. When you walk into the dealership, a Honda dealership, and they tell you, yeah, buddy, your payments are going to be $485, right?
He just said $475.
All right,
I don't know how you
put that. All right. No, I'm getting. I'm coming somewhere with this. $475 a month. Mm-hmm. What makes you think that's okay for a fucking Civic?
Wait, what car are you?
You fucking idiot.
In the middle of all this turmoil, he went out and bought a guinea pig,
guys,
thinking that this would balance his life. No.
I just want you to know something. You see how much shit I'm getting?
For a fucking
I just
Honda.
Want you to know to stay at peace with yourself and
Hold
stay
on.
Happy.
A Honda.
Okay, enough.
Come on,
Jesus.
Stop. I'm trying to get into the story.
Thank
Idiot.
You.
So I get a phone call. They said they're coming to search for my car.
They were searching for your
they
car.
They were, yes. They've been searching for it since June, and it's August. And they didn't find it. So I told the person if they wanted to get my car, it was outside my house.
Wait, so did you park it in like a crazy spot? Or
no,
just
right in front of my house.
So they couldn't find that?
Yeah.
Whoever they hired needs to be fired.
Yeah.
That was a bar.
So what happened was I called my mom and I'm like, Ma, what's going on? She's like, I don't know. I figured it out, blah, blah. I was like, okay.
You didn't ask her like, hey, Ma, did you make those payments?
No, I was like nervous and I was at work. And
right, yeah, so
whatever.
You weren't thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I call them and they're like, yeah, you haven't paid since May. You owe...
It's August, by the way.
$1,898. I'm like, excuse me? Yeah.
That's crazy.
They're like, it was actually $2,600, but we'll take away the late fees if you pay today. I was like, oh my God.
So was it $1,850?
No, it was $2,600.
Oh my God.
Yeah. God bless.
Why are you shocked? He just fucking said it.
Yeah, but he said with the late fees, it was $2,600?
Yeah.
Yeah. So listen. So I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get this money. Because they needed it by today. So if I were to hit my savings account, it doesn't come out till tomorrow. So I was like, forget it. They're going to get my car. They're going to take it. So I was nervous. So what I did was I came up with a great plan. And I texted my friends in the group chat. And I did the math. And I said that.
Yeah, hold on. Let me take the story from here. So we get a text and it says, yo, I need $1,898. And we're all like, what the fuck happened? And then he starts to go in about how his mom didn't pay his car payments. We're like, just listen to what you just said. Your mom didn't pay your car payments. I'm like, okay, Ahmed. And I don't know how the fuck you just don't know that no one's paying your fucking
Nobody
car.
Nobody wants to pay $475 for a Honda.
You know, it's also kind of weird that your mom wouldn't give you like a warning, like, hey, by the way, I totally forgot to do that. I didn't fucking do it.
Next, she's going to kick you out of the house.
Don't hate my mom for this. She's a good woman.
No, she's a great woman.
Yeah, she just 100% made a mistake.
Yeah.
I texted her the other day.
All right. Fucking texting my mom.
I'm just kidding.
Anyway, so Ahmed starts going. So we're like, yo, no one has like $2,000 they're just going to fucking give you out of nowhere.
Yeah. I wouldn't give you shit.
Yeah, who's going to give someone who just missed four car payments?
Yeah, live and learn.
$2,000 Like, no one's really expecting
to. But I have a very good job now, so I'm not broke.
And then we're like, yo, no one's giving you $2,000 He goes, all right, I figured out the math. If we split this up evenly, it's $135
Yo, I was so down for that, but I'll give you $135 and rip it up in front of your face.
Time out. Let me ask you a question. Yeah. When you did this math, when you did this math for when you got to $135 a person, did you leave yourself out of the equation?
Yes. It was. Yeah, it wasn't me. It was
so
just
you're like,
you guys.
I'm not putting any money in.
Yeah, I counted everybody and then I skipped my name in the group chat.
Right, and you're like, okay, so I had this many people and then I, okay.
And then I'll pay them back.
That's good. Yo. That's great. Oh, that's but then you got the money. You got the money eventually.
Yeah.
So where did it come from?
My savings account.
Right, so you got it out of your savings
account. Well, no, I got lucky because the lady said, you know, if you're going to wait till tomorrow, you just don't know if they're going to take your car today. What happened was I got the money and the woman.
Yeah. Yes. I know. That's fucking hard to figure out. Woman and women. It's very tough.
Go so
a woman.
She said I had to pay before 5 o'clock. So she's like, go to your.
What
like
time is it when you get that?
3:45
No, it was like my lunch break. 12 o'clock.
Okay.
So
5 hours.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, I'm good. So what I did was she was like, go to Western Union. You have to pay in cash. So I was like, forget it. My friends are texting me. I told them that. They're like, yo, it's a scam. You're gonna
I thought it was a scam because who the fuck? Well, Honda's like, yeah, I only need cash. I need to pay this fucking
and then I asked
shady
them,
place.
I asked them for an email. They said they couldn't do that. So I was like, forget
also
it.
Also shady.
Your money's in the garbage.
So I go to I go to this clothing store and there's a Western Union in the corner. And there's this Asian lady there.
Right.
And she was like, okay, fill out the form and everything.
What's a Western Union?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know who I paid my money
to.
He
was there. I'm assuming it's like a...
Is it like Chase?
No.
No.
It's like a...
Is that that place where like you give them checks and they give you the cash for it, but they take some out?
Oh, yeah. That's whack. I used to do that when I didn't have a checking account. Grow up, dick.
Anyway. So what happened?
Okay. So like I put down my information and the lady took my...
I don't feel bad for you.
Took my paper, took the paper from me and she was reading my last name. And mind you, my last name is Hussein.
Right. I know. Your name's Ahmed Hussein.
Yes, I know.
It's one of the most standard Arab names there could be.
All right, so she took the piece of paper from me, and what happened was she read my last name like five times. She was like, Hussein? Hussein?
Can you do it in the Asian accent, please?
Oh, shit.
Can you just try?
I can't.
Yeah, just try it.
Just try it.
I really can't.
Just try it. I'm going to just try it, please.
Can someone else try it?
No. Because I'm pretty sure they could do it.
I could do it.
I can't.
I know. That's why I want you to do it.
You know what? I can't do it, but I'll do it anyway.
I want you to do it.
Hussein?
So it was like very, it was high pitched.
Yes.
And very quick.
But she was like laughing at it.
Right.
And she's like, that's really your last name? And I'm like, yeah, I'm not making this shit up. I'm like talking to her like
this. So she was like looking back at her other friends.
Yeah,
like,
she had
Hussein,
like
Hussein.
Yeah, she had like four friends, and then they started speaking in Chinese or whatever language they're speaking. No, I don't. No problem with them. I love them all, but like they were just making fun of me, and I was getting fed up.
Hussein
like,
probably means like rim job or something in their language.
Or they're ready to call the cops on me. One or the other, but
or they
I
were
have
looking
no
at this
idea.
Kid's bill,
but
like, what an idiot.
No, so they're like.
Didn't you say that they said, "Wow, you owe a lot of money"?
So like the lady and her friends are laughing at me and she goes, wow, you owe a lot of money. And I'm like,
it's like, yeah, my life sucks.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, man, a lot of money. I know it's a shit ton of money. And then what happens is I give her all the information. She goes, it's not working. And I'm like, great. I've been sitting here for like 2 hours already. Brutal. I'm like having a heart attack because I'm like, they're going to take my car. Forget it. So then she goes, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Throws my ID back at me. Like I'm worthless.
Yeah.
Throws. I'm trying to help her. I'm like, you know, maybe you spelled something wrong. Peasant. She's like, I don't understand you. I'm like, what do you mean you don't understand me? Like, I'm trying to help. throws my ID back at me, crumbles up the paper and throws it back at me. She goes, you got to go to another one, another one.
And a different Western Union?
Yeah. And I'm like, it's 4 o'clock right now.
So you have an hour.
Yeah.
Time's ticking.
Yeah.
It's like a Jack Bauer episode. And
guys, listen, I tried doing this in my 1 hour lunch break. It's already 4 o'clock.
So you were gone for 4 hours.
Yeah. I sent my boss a text. She didn't even respond to me. So I'm like, forget it. She's probably worried. Like,
you're fired.
Yeah. And so what happens is I went to another Western Union. They took care of it and I have my car back.
So then you finally got it done.
Yeah.
So there was no, but you never found out what the hell happened with these Asian people at Western Union? Stole
your identity. What did you invest in today? What did you invest in last week? Another car?
No, a guinea pig, but we'll get to that in a second. I just want you guys to know that no matter how close you think you are with your friends.
Here we go. I'm so excited for this bullshit.
Don't rely on them for anything.
Yeah, Dick.
Because I literally hit rock bottom, Dick, where I thought I was going to lose my job and lose my car at the same time.
You dug your own hole.
Okay, so you thought you hit rock bottom. You didn't have fucking your car, and you thought you were going to lose your job.
Oh, so, it gets good.
Right.
I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know anything about these payments. I thought my mom was taking care of it. So my brother, like, you know, he's not working right now, but he's in school for plumbing. So he's getting his career very soon. So he gave me his Camaro and he said, just take over the payments, which is another $450 a month. So as I'm making this payment, I have a $2,000 payment that I had no idea about. So that's when I hit rock bottom.
Right. And then, you know, to fix that, you pay the $2,000 and then you wait a couple of days and you go, great idea. I'm going to get a fucking guinea pig and add more responsibility onto my fucking plate.
Right. I fixed my life and I purchased a guinea pig.
What'd you name it? Animal in the world.
Well, no, it came...
No, it is. Come on, it is.
It is what?
It's your fucking blind chinchilla.
It's probably the worst pet you could buy.
Why?
Yeah, the worst.
Because what the fuck is it? What is it?
It just makes sound.
It's a guinea pig.
The med kiss is a good
come
night.
Come on, man.
It's a shitting sound maker.
Okay, but can I
get a real pet?
Dog. Like what, a dog? I can't even take care of myself. You want me to get a dog?
Exactly, Dick. Why don't you get a guinea pig? Why don't you just draw a face on a sock and pretend it's a guinea pig? The same fucking thing.
Guys, listen.
Or get a keychain.
Or a hedgehog. No,
get a new video game. I don't know. Why the fuck did you get an
PS4.
Animal?
PS4.
How long do they live?
3 to 5 years.
3 to 5 years. Now you're in the hole. 3 to 5 years.
Get that shit out of here in 2.
You're going to give that to a pet store in a couple of weeks.
No, take my chinchilla.
You might walk home and it's...
Guys.
I would have gave you something nice.
You're going to come home. It's going to like...
Does anyone feel bad for
eat
you?
A piece of chocolate.
No one feels bad for you. Yo, you're going to come home and there's going to be like 7 of them in your cage.
Yeah. Oh. It's like, oh shit, it was a pregnant one. There's fucking guinea pigs everywhere.
He's got an asexual guinea pig.
Yeah, now he's got a fucking farm.
How do you come up with that?
What did he just say?
Do you know what asexual is?
No.
It reproduces without...
Oh.
A male counterpart.
Thank you, Bill Nye. Jesus Christ.
Yo, what magazine?
Before every
you
podcast, Keith figures out some weird shit and thinks he's like an expert at
this.
I hope
like
you
a,
come home and your floor is moving.
I really want to hear how miserable Ahmed's life is. Continue.
Okay, so I bought the guinea pig and, you know.
What's his name?
Prince.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Shout out to him.
And you're the king.
Okay. It was only 20 bucks.
Where'd you get it?
I adopted it from Petco.
There it is, the wrong place.
You adopted a guinea pig.
No, yeah, because
I thought maybe you picked this up at the Western Union.
He went to the Portobello Shopping Center and adopted a half-dead one. That's what he did. Because that's why my chinchilla is blind.
See, how are you talking shit? You adopted a chinchilla that was blind.
It's a blind chinchilla.
My parents like it.
It legit runs into shit when he lets it out.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I don't know.
What's worse, that or a blind ferret.
I just want everyone to know that I have a fully functional dog. I bought a brand new one, a 2015 dog.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, hold on. Let me do this reading real quick. You guys can all shut the fuck up for a quick second.
Yep.
This week's sponsor, Carnivore Club. And I know maybe some people are going, hey, what the fuck's Carnivore Club? Davino, can I get a hey, what the fuck's Carnivore Club?
I'm a vegetarian.
No, you're not.
Yeah, that was a great
question. What the fuck's a Carnivore Club?
Hey, man.
I'm glad you asked, Ahmed Hussein.
Oh, my God.
Please get him a free Schmetti rubs.
The kid's hungry. You know, people who can afford to pay monthly things, you know, not you, maybe someone else in this room.
There you go.
You can sign up for Carnivore Club and you'll get a...
Could have had a meat payment.
It's an exclusive club for meat lovers, okay?
That's my favorite.
I love meat.
Yeah. So it comes in this... It's actually like the coolest box I've ever seen. It's like this crate. It's like an old wooden crate looking thing. It's sick. And inside the crate is a bunch of premium meats.
Like...
Prosciutto,
like deli,
ribeye steak,
like spiced Spanish salami, like only like exclusive shit.
Oh, all right.
Is it
like
good?
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right.
So I got one, and I like put all the meat in my fridge, and then my mom takes it out, and she's like, "What the fuck did I get this?" And she cooks everything.
So Joey,
yeah,
how much is it monthly?
That you're going to have to sign up on carnivoreclub.co and sign up online. Make sure you use the promo code BASEMENT because that'll get you 10% off.
Thank you very much.
A box of premium cured meats delivered once a month. Sound good to you?
I like it.
Well, go to carnivoreclub.co. And again, don't forget the promo code BASEMENT and you get you 10% off your order.
Don't put the M because then you're not going to get to the website.
Yes, do not do that. Moving on, because I refuse to talk about cars before fucking we talk about RPMs and shit again.
I hate it.
Recently in the news, okay?
This is going to be good.
R. Kelly, famous singer, came out with World's Greatest, one of the best songs ever, okay? Came out with Doña Toing, also a banger.
Wow.
And he,
fuck. You didn't sing Bed, right?
No, that's Jay Holiday.
Oh. All right.
Stop laughing.
Anyway. How did that song come ago? The Doña Toing.
Hold on. So anyway, he was also famous for peeing on a minor.
Wow.
On video.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta pee on people.
Did he see him?
You had to go.
Some people are really interested in pissing.
Golden like, shower.
Exactly. You know, there are services. I don't know the numbers or the names, but you could pay someone to show up. They bring a tarp.
Yep.
And then you lay down. They pee all over you for money. You pay them to pee on you.
I wish what a girl would ask me to pee on her.
Why?
So I could say no.
Anyway.
That's funny, right? 475?
So he's back to this. So anyway, R. Kelly recently, he's 49 years old. He's up there. Okay.
Damn.
He's 49. He is now dating a 19-year-old. So R. Kelly's dating a 19-year-old. All right.
She has nice legal. Nips.
She has what?
Nice nips.
Okay, we'll get to that in a second.
This kid jumps to
so
conclusion.
He's 49. She's 19 years old, which is legal, but that is quite a gap.
Well, when she hears R. Kelly and he's interested, what are you going to do, Keith, at a 19-year-old girl? I'm going to hear money and jump on that dick if I was a girl.
So what is...
Yeah, but watch out for the piss.
She's legal. So is age just a number or is this like too crazy?
Not with that situation.
But there's worse. Oh,
there 49 isn't. And 19 is pretty... It's pretty significant.
Dude, there's girls that are...
It's
like,
good for her.
I'll say 22, 23, and they go out like 80. Like, they're on their way out.
Yeah, like the play,
guys
the
that
play
are
girls,
billionaires.
Playboy girls.
That's worse.
Okay.
I don't count Hugh Hefner.
It's
so, wait, this four, so 49 and 19 is like, eh, whatever.
It's no. Not, eh, whatever, but it is a fucking big gap.
Keith just called him Hugh Hefner.
It's
like
a good look
friends.
For her, not for him.
Why? I think it's a great look for him.
Dude,
it
Jim
is a great
Carrey look. Goes out with a girl that's better. Like, all right,
guys,
19, 20.
You mean to tell me if I was like, say, 40 and I'm dating a 19-year-old, you guys wouldn't shit on my life?
No,
I'd
be like, good
yo,
for
God
you.
Bless
that's
you. Better for
yeah,
you.
That, yeah, see,
that's so embarrassing.
But like the guy perspective is good for you.
A girl's 19 years old. I won't talk to her today.
Yeah, well, it's different now. When you're 40 years old and you're like, you know.
When you're out of your prime.
I'm 26. I won't talk to a 19-year-old.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm not saying you will. I'm just saying.
I mean, you go to an EDC concert.
Well, I'm only 21, right? You old
I'm going
fuck.
To see Blink-182 Saturday. What did you just say?
You old fuck. I'm 21.
Yeah, all right. But I won't go fucking spend $475 on
a Civic. I knew that
Civic.
Was coming.
Oh,
I knew that was happening.
This joke.
Can you stop?
No.
Beating a dead horse.
Okay. Anyway. So, what'd you say about her nips, by the way? And how do you know that she has nice
well,
nipples?
Well, I saw it on Twitter. You know, I'm a little creep.
So weird.
I saw the picture, too, but I didn't even notice nip. Usually,
you
I'm on top
zoom,
of it.
Yeah, but you got to zoom in.
Oh, well, I'm not much of a zoomer.
Where's the picture? You saw the picture?
I saw the picture on Twitter. It was hard to find, but I wanted to see a picture of them together. And it was a picture of them standing together. But she had, like, a shirt
no,
on,
no,
I believe.
You see, that's wrong. She had a bikini pic.
Oh, no, this, I did not see the bikini pic. Were they, like, little, small, thumbtacky type nipples, or were they more meaty?
Tits or tits?
No, they were definitely.
I love tits.
More thumbs.
Meaty nips.
I don't care what your nips look like. Tits or tits.
That's very nice of you, Divino. Divino doesn't discriminate. Yeah. He likes all tits.
You're into the.
What's our favorite?
Strictly
porn site?
Moving pictures.
You said what's your favorite
then
porn site?
What's our favorite porn site?
I have one site and one site. Only.
I think it's the same one as mine. You put me on. Go. 3, 2, 1. Beach.
Beach. I don't know.
That's a great one.
It is the best one.
Yep. You like that one?
Listen,
they give good short videos. That's why, like 7-minute videos, you're good.
Dude, they have like 10 minutes.
Was that your favorite one? Why didn't you say it on three?
I was scared. Yeah.
Beach? Never heard of it.
BEEG.com.
I'm going to misspell it.
Guys,
every time.
Yo,
you're welcome.
It's
that's
my go-to.
That's the best porn site.
Is it
site?
Free
yeah.
Or is like, I'm going to have a shit ton of pop-ups?
I listen,
no, it's good. It's free. Good. Sometimes it's
I had a Brazzers account.
Yeah, this kid had a Brazzers account. Yeah, you can't pay your car, but you'll pay Brazzers.
Idiot.
Brazzers.
I said Brazzers. First of all, how much are those?
Like $8 a month.
$10 a month.
Whatever. Oh, so it's like a Netflix account? Wait. Are you still looking for this nip?
Yeah.
What's that? Yo, noise? Where the fuck is it? Nice. Do you think she's in it for the money, or she just finds something real
no. with R. Kelly? To be honest, it's true love.
It could be, man. He's a great singer.
Some I believe I love in first sight. Love in first
sight. Who the fuck said anything about that? I don't. Do you think he's going to pee on her? Divino, can you stop?
Hold on. Sorry, the question is, did he already pee on her?
Obviously, he already peed
and
on her.
And did he graduate the shitting?
Who enjoys that? Babe, pee on me.
I wouldn't be surprised. Okay.
You got it, babe.
I think peeing on someone is like a gateway drug to shitting on what someone.
If, hold on.
Wait, what's after shitting?
That's after the throwing sex, up. Right? Like, you can't piss on them and then have sex. It has to be after sex. Okay, no, piss
what
on
if he
them.
Pays dude, her? You what if he pays her to piss on her?
No, you don't do that.
What movie was that
she
in?
She married him. Oh, no, she's dating him.
His girlfriend, Joe.
Remember Horrible Bosses? It was in that movie.
I'd have a prenup right. in there.
Remember the guy pulled out the tarp? It was the dude from Fantastic Four, remember?
Yes.
He goes, wait, you guys don't want me to pee on you? No, man, no.
Yeah, so he definitely pissed on this girl 1,000%. And blame you don't on. Pee on one person and go, oh, never doing that again.
I'm going to ask.
And he videotaped it, which means he's been peeing for quite some time.
The next girl I
he's
fuck,
got
I'm
a pee
ask
collection.
Her if she wants
he's
to
peeing
pee
on this girl, possibly shitting, and then I think the next step is throwing up.
But what's
I think after that, it's like that thing where you eat as much food as possible until you throw up.
No.
And then you guys just roll around in that.
Wait,
I think
what is that called?
It's sploshing.
Oh, God.
The food stuff is called splashing.
We might as well
people
go LARPing.
People pay money to watch people eat on FaceTime. And they're like, oh, yeah, rub the hot dog
you
on your...
Are you serious?
I swear on my life.
I got to see
Ahmed,
that.
Splashing.
Get on that.
Splashing. Someone explained it to me. I didn't believe it when I looked it up. A lot of weird stuff. It's all like Japanese shit, you know? They do weird shit over there. Like they fuck eels and dolphins and stuff. You've seen those videos.
Electric
they're games? All Asian.
Electric
I've
eels?
Never seen that.
Come on. Two girls, one cup, both Asian.
Are they?
Terrible. They're very sexually adventurous.
What about
people.
Pain Olympics?
They fuck eels and like they blow dolphins. I saw a video of a guy blowing a dolphin.
How big is that dick?
It was like a weird pink fucking... It was weird.
A squiggle?
I didn't know dolphins had fucking dicks.
What about...
I'm going to throw up.
What about duck?
Burger I just ate.
Did you ever see a duck's dick?
I know. Did it's I ever swizzle. See a duck?
You ever see a duck stick?
Wait, no, I must say my guinea online. Pig has the biggest balls I've ever seen all in my right. life.
Yo,
a guinea pig?
A duck's dick is like a squiggle. It's like a squiggle
like
spring.
Like a pig's tail?
A spring.
So ducks have squiggle dicks?
Yeah, it's so weird. If you look at it, it's so gross.
So it's like a corkscrew?
Everyone go on Google and type in duck's dick.
So you can open a you can open a wine bottle with a duck dick.
Yeah, basically.
Probably, yeah.
And the way, it goes, the way it goes into a female duck, it's so weird, bro.
They have to like spin.
Why
it
did
spins
you
in.
Like a corkscrew. It's like a corkscrew. It's like opening a bottle of wine. You got to twist it.
I was actually on...
And it comes up.
I think I tagged you in it.
Tagged me
on
what?
Twitter. I think it was two giraffes having sex.
What?
How does it get to be?
Giraffes definitely have a dick as long as this table.
Yeah,
1,000%.
A horse's dick.
Their tongue is 24 inches.
Wow,
Jesus, you're getting me all hot and bothered over here.
You
thinking
know
about
your
them.
Shit.
And they have these they have like black tongues too, right?
Yeah,
it's
gross.
It's like the first half of it.
Did you ever feed one? I gave one a small banana.
I've never seen it.
at the safari at Six Flags when that shit just opened. There was no fences.
No.
I'm talking about whatever.
I would love to
animals.
Feed a giraffe.
I gave it a small
Did
banana.
Did you see the video of the fucking hippopotamus? They're just feeding this thing anything and it's just crushing. It's like a garbage disposal. This thing.
Yeah.
A hippo? Dude, hippos kill more people every year than like sharks or something.
Dude, they're fast.
I love sharks. I can't wait
hippos
to go to,
are fast.
I can't
they're
wait,
fast.
I can't wait to go to Miami, jet ski, fall in the water, get bit by a great white so I can live to tell that tale, huh?
You get bit by a great white, you're fucking dead.
I'm not dead.
You'll be limping for the rest of your life after that.
I'm just
pick
kidding.
Out a good cane.
I'm not going jet skiing. I'm a...
The fuck are you doing over there all Sorry. Quiet now?
He was trying to look
I was
for
looking,
giraffes.
Yeah,
texting your other best friends. Here we go.
I was looking for giraffes.
Yeah, send him more meat. What?
More meat spins.
More meats. Carnivore Club.
Yes.
Go sign up. You get more meats every month. 10% off if you use my code.
Imagine just a website to the meat spin.
Okay.
All right, I have a question.
Oh, here it is, everybody.
Yeah, this is where we go down.
Pull your chairs in closer.
Keith's freshly shaved, but I tried something yesterday that
I don't believe
wasn't the smartest thing I've ever done.
You shaved your dick.
No. I put Colgate on my beard.
All right.
It's toothpaste.
Toothpaste, yes.
Yeah. Oh, right. You tweeted me this.
Yeah. No, I tweeted in general, but you
Oh, yeah,
to
I'm
be,
so, yeah. No, you didn't tweet me. I just took it upon
so
myself to.
What I thought was like, comment. You know, like if I'm ever about to hook up with a girl, like that would be the best thing to ever do because you'll probably smell like fresh. You know what I'm saying?
Not cologne.
That's overkill.
But toothpaste.
Okay. So listen. It felt like someone poured acid right on my face.
It's toothpaste. You ever put in your fucking... You ever brush your teeth?
It cleans. Yeah, but it doesn't burn that much.
Teeth, yeah, but it's like...
You ever get a little in your eye?
There's...
Oh, ooh, forget about it.
It's the day's over.
Yeah. You ever put mint...
You brushing your teeth in the morning, you get toothpaste in your eye, just call it a day.
It's the same thing.
Don't go to school, work.
Why are we having four conversations? You're talking to me, he's talking to him. Come on, let's figure it out.
Like Dantene Ice, it's really minty, and it'll burn the fucking back of your throat.
Yeah,
it's
but...
the same concept.
Keith, I'll show you something that'll burn the back of your throat.
It's going to do the same shit.
But it was just... You guys never tried it, though?
So you put toothpaste in your beard. You know, no one's ever tried that because it's fucking so stupid. And that was the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I wonder what you're going to try next.
And I really wish I could have watched you like do that. Yo, you're on like a roll, honestly. You forgot to pay your thing. You bought a guinea pig, and now you're putting toothpaste in your beard.
You better stop shitting on my best friend.
You know what you should do?
Yeah.
Just put Nair on.
Nair, it gets rid of my hair.
I know.
The fuck? Nair, I don't care.
Okay. You know, before Davino makes another joke, let's just go wrap this up real quick.
Yeah.
Okay? Because Jesus Christ. Anyway, Ahmed, what are you looking at me for? What do you want? What?
He doesn't want to stop. Nothing. It's 9:22. I'm
enjoying this.
We're flying through this. We're good. We're fine. Anyway, we're going to wrap this up.
Davina,
where can they find you?
Very good. Keith, where can they find you?
Joey, where can they find you?
On Twitter, at Joe Santagato. Ahmed?
Keith?
You can find me on Twitter
what?
And Instagram.
What?
On Twitter. Go ahead. On Twitter and Instagram, it's at Keith Santagato.
Is there any underscores in that, Keith?
No, because Ahmed, for some reason, has to make it so fucking
true. No. We got to tell Ahmed first. Ahmed, where do they find you? Address, email, everything's different.
What's your Tinder?
I actually don't have Tinder. But
what's your Instagram? Start with that.
You can find me on Instagram at Schmetti _.
You know you could change it to one. You know.
What?
You could change it to the same one.
Why
as
do you
Twitter.
Have underscores? Is it like taken? Is there someone else with that fucking name?
No, it's just cool.
It's the cool thing to
oh,
do.
Oh yeah, it's sick. Yeah.
And it's you so can dope. Find me on Twitter at It's Ahmed. 3 D's at the end of the E.
There it is.
And
14-year-old girl.
Davino, how many followers you got?
Davino, where can they find you?
Very easy. Aunt Vino for everything. ANTVIN.
Oh, 475 at the end of that.
It's not 475.
All right. Fucking Jesus Christ.
And you can find Casey at KCEE24.
Yeah, go follow Casey. It's Med's best friend. You could probably find a bunch of memes.
She's a nice girl.
And
a lot of poems. She's a walking poem, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, really?
She has a great personality.
And she has a best friend by the name of Ahmed, also a walking poem, and a walking disaster.
Yes.
Also.
All right.
All right. So,
a financial disaster.
Thanks for listening. You
Thank you. Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Sorry.
Can you come on.